We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, welcome back to Between the Lines, the podcast for musicians by musicians. Today, I am joined by local musician and artist Calliope, who has happens to be my bandmate in our new band called Cake for Strangers. Callie has been doing music since early childhood, and they have many insights to share with us today. Hello, Callie.
Hi, Blake.
Hi. It's been a while, obviously.
It's been so long.
I did not see you last night at all.
Not at all.
So we very recently started our band, yes. Cake for Strangers, but we do have kind of a little bit of lore because a couple years ago we started a band with our friend Mel.
Shout out Mel.
We wish you could be here today, bestie. We love you.
So
we love you so much. And I think honestly, a big aspect of our when we started that group, which was 240 HD, which it will be back. We will avenge. Was the fact that we are all queer artists and queer musicians. And
yes.
I think that queer identities definitely played a role in how we jived and how we had a really good dynamic when we would play together.
Absolutely, so. As well as us having ADHD.
Yes, of course. That's what brings us together. How do you think your identity has played a role in your music and your creativity in music, Callie?
Oh man, I think that. Okay, so I think that from a young age, I've always sang songs that men are singing about women in a way that's like, you're feeling this a little too hard. So I've always kind of gravitated towards music as a way to express myself without maybe being out of the closet in a way, without knowing that I'm expressing myself. I was always expressing myself with music. So I think, through music has helped me, find my queer identity and realize that, oh, maybe I'm not just singing these songs because I like them. Maybe I'm singing these songs because they have something to do with my life.
Yeah.
And I think that when we all came together, it was kind of clear that maybe we had similar experiences when it comes to music in that way, mm-hmm. and the way that we express ourselves with creativity rather than maybe so much like, I don't know. We all express ourselves in our own ways. But I think that we found a bridge there in the way that we all kind of do the same thing with that.
Yeah. I think also the time, that specific time period, I mean, a lot of life is, you know, like just an ever-changing kind of like, I don't know, just monster. Yeah, exactly. And I think during that time, even for me and my identity, I think it was a big turning point for me. And I think I was feeling oddly affirmed just
yes.
in my identity
yeah.
by creating music that felt close to me and that felt mm-hmm. personal and felt, you know, even if it was just jamming and, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. It just was very therapeutic and good for all of us mentally. And I think it's really cool how powerful of a tool music can be in that aspect. And, just acting as an outlet for all those emotions you don't know what to do with, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, I think that music for us opened up a gateway where it's like, okay, I know that I'm comfortable expressing myself musically and creatively around these people. It's almost like we started singing together before we really knew who we were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it gave us that connectability, that bridge to open up about our own lives and our own struggles. Like, we're singing the same songs and we're feeling the same way about these songs. It's like, okay, yeah, maybe this person feels the same way about other things in our life, which comes mm-hmm. to, like, the like, queer identity and all yeah. of the above. And, like, finding you guys and feeling like it's okay to express who I am. Like there are other people like me who understand why I feel the way I feel, and I'm able to freely express myself around these people. It's like,
yes,
community. I never thought, honestly,
that's so important. Community is so important in music.
Yeah, absolutely. And in life.
And in yeah. life, yes, absolutely. I think this segues well, actually, into, like, kind of what I want to get into next, which mm-hmm. is kind of, like, just generally, like, what music means to, like, both of us and, like, yeah. how that has played a role in our lives and in our creativity as artists, and what, like, I don't know, essentially just, like keeps you going with it. Because mm-hmm. I know that, you know... I've taken hiatuses, and I've definitely had my, and you've oh, yeah. as well, had my
notorious for disappearing completely and coming back.
It's all, like, part of the mystery. It's
yeah,
all
absolutely. Part,
it's all part of the journey, man. I think, I am very, very, much an advocate for, you just need to step away, or you yeah. just need to take a break, because sometimes I think there is absolutely such thing as creative exhaustion or creative overextension.
Yeah.
And you need to take that step back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to
no, go ahead.
I almost cut you go off ahead. There, but I feel like that sometimes making music and expressing myself and letting it out after not doing it for such long periods of time makes me want to keep doing it. And when I overexhaust myself and I think I'm going to get the same result, sometimes it's so healthy to be able to step away and be like, okay, I need to take a break. I need to go through things so that I can express myself about the things that I'm going through. And, like, I don't know, yeah. it's kind of like a social battery. It's like I have only so much creative battery yeah. in me, and eventually that battery will die if I'm not taking the time to properly recharge
yep.
it. And if it dies, sometimes it's going to take a while before, you know, the power turns back on.
Absolutely. Agreed. Absolutely
yeah.
agreed.
Yeah.
It gets tricky too, especially when you're, like, multifaceted as an artist,
yeah.
when you do so many different creative things
absolutely.
And many different art forms. It's really hard to balance sometimes and know where to, you know, channel your energy the most, or where you mm-hmm. want to put it. Like, it's all energy, so it's very tricky to kind of navigate that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I right now I feel like I'm coming to a point where I'm really secure in my vision of I want to express myself with music and art, but, like, I want to dive into that path of music, and mm-hmm. I'm also, like, a visual artist
yeah,
and there was a long time where I was kind of battling with the two, and mm-hmm. it's not that you have to choose one, but, you know, like, I was over exhausting myself, like, doing things with, like, visual art and doing things with music, and also going to work and working in the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So
in a way,
many
that's
things.
Creative in its own.
Yeah, so absolutely.
You have to be able to. Okay,
I think that's
I
why it's like, yeah, I think that's why it's, like, awesome when there's, like, overlaps, because, mm-hmm. you know, like, I wouldn't call myself a visual artist by any means. I think I try to be a visual
no,
artist
you are, for sure.
But I, you know, a lot of the time, like, for instance, my second single that I released, Radio Silence, I had this drawing that I had that kind of, it started out as a sketch and then the lyrics came after.
Uh-huh.
So I started out as, okay, this is the visual for the song. This is what my mind is thinking about. And then it became all these lyrics and it became a whole structure of a song. And I ended up using the sketch for the album cover
yeah.
for Radio Silence. So I was like, it all kind of, you know, came together eventually, but I think it's really cool when you're able to mix mediums like that. And
yeah.
it all just kind of, like, connects in a way. It's kind of like a, I don't know, it's cool when that happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of pieces myself that, like, I've made, and I'm like, this is going to be an album cover. Like,
yeah.
the picture that I use for my set list on Spotify is a drawing that I did. And I think it's, like, I don't know, sometimes art like that, it's, like, such a big expression. It's like, this means something, and I can take that, and to be able to take that and put it into music and put it into lyrics, it's, like,
mm-hmm.
to have that duality of visual and also auditory, it's, like, so beautiful. It's, like, any album cover that you love will stick out to you.
Yeah.
It's like,
Because sometimes you don't even, I mean, I have a lot of friends that are like this where, I can be this way too, where if you're thinking of a song, you're associating it with the cover.
Yeah.
You're not even thinking about the title. Uh-huh. You're not even thinking about the band. You're thinking about what the art on the cover looks like. Because uh-huh. sometimes cover art is so vivid and memorable that you just refer to that as opposed to like the actual, you know, it's so cool how that works.
Exactly. Like when I think of like Yellow and Sparks off Coldplay, visually see the moon, like in my head, see that. Or any other, like, songs about Jane.
Like, is it Currents, the Tame Impala album?
Yes.
Such a cool cover.
Absolutely. Like, that, oh my God, that album cover actually does a really beautiful job of visually encompassing what that album feels
Sounds like. Sounds like,
I don't want to claim that I have synesthesia, but, like, sometimes, you know, when you're listening to music, you're visualizing things. I think mm-hmm. that's what
it's
makes
it. Such a good representation.
Good music.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, like, a beautiful representation of an album. Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
What do you call it? I guess going back to like musical hiatuses and stuff, like I was kind of curious as to how you've bounced back and what keeps you at it? What makes you want to continue as opposed to just being like, nah, I'm over this. I don't want to do this anymore.
I think escapism, honestly, like, sometimes I tend to get myself worked up in my own problems
mm-hmm.
and in my own cycles and all of the above.
Yes.
And, I don't know. And in this fucking economy, it feels like I'm sorry, can I swear? In this economy, you have to go to work and, you know, or go to school so you can have a job to pay off your bills in the future or, mm-hmm. or whatever. You have to keep moving.
Yep. Nonstop.
And, you know, I think that it's easy for me to get stuck in that loop of continuing to move or whatever it may be. And, you know, maybe the reason I took the hiatus was so that I can make more money and continue to move, da da da. And eventually I'm going to get to the point where it's like, I got to express myself. I have to get out of the house.
Yeah.
I have to do something that makes me feel better than the anxiety of, I have to make money. I have to pay my bills. Da, da, da,
yes.
Da. It's like me going out and going to an open mic and getting human, like, real-life feedback about, you know, how I sounded or what songs I should do and
yes.
I don't know, to share a drink with people, to eat with somebody and
it's so important.
It's like,
human connection is, like, a huge part of any creative form, but, like, music is, it's a huge, huge part of connecting people and bringing people together when, you know, stuff is really, really awful and bad. And I think we're honestly in the process of like we're losing that, especially in live music. Like, I get so scared that live music is like dying as an art, and it's mm-hmm. like not, it's like fizzling out because of things like DJs and things like just these very superficial kind of replacements for humans.
Yeah. And like, I love a big production. Like, I'm all for like watching a Sabrina Carpenter concert or something that's like borderline a
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like a Broadway production, like something that's big. But, you know, there's something so raw and authentic of like sitting on a stage. You have your two mics. You have your guitar. You have a drum set. You have a bass, whatever. And instead of like all of these other things distracting you, sorry to move away from the mic, you know, you're just encapsulated. You just can't get your eyes off.
And it's so intimate, especially with a crowd. Like it's like you're all there in that moment. You're all living in that same like experience, and you all get to process it and feel what you want, like with what you're experiencing. You know, it's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of Nirvana's MTV live performance.
The unplugged one.
The like, I'm not saying that things like that don't still happen, but like, God, like,
yeah, that's like what surreal.
I would give to be at that. Just, and there was, it's not like there was crazy backup dancers. There was nothing going on. It was just them on a stage. But oh my God, it probably, you know, that feeling needs to come back and to, it brings us together and, you know, us emotionally feeling something together. It's like much different than, you know, you're borderline watching a movie. It's the same performance every time. I'm like, nothing against all of these big artists. Like, I love the production, but like, we need to get back to that intimacy of this is a real and, like, person the real, on the stage.
Like, I mean, I am not the biggest Bob Dylan fan, but like, his kind of vibe of like, you just super raw, real lyrics and sound coming just, you know, from like, you need that kind of like a singer-songwriter kind of folksy even like vibe of like just a person and their guitar, you know, like it's so real and it's so raw.
Yeah, but I feel this era, like someone described it to me the other day as neo-folk. Or something like that. Like, I feel this era of music coming back because
people
want to feel again, you know?
Like, we just want to feel something.
Like, EDM is so cool. Like, it is cool. I love to dance and I love electronic music. I think it's so cool what we can do with a computer. But I also feel so deeply connected to my guitar.
Yes, like, I agree.
You know?
I feel the same way.
Yeah. So, yeah, I love that that's coming back as well.
Do you have any, like, I know you have a ton of, like, stories and all kinds of stuff, but, like, do you have any, anything that, has been said to you, like, in response to, like, a performance you've done or anything like that that's really kind of, like, stuck with you or, that you think about all the time, like?
When I first started performing live, I was performing with a band. And I learned so much and I'm oh so grateful for that experience. But I remember, someone who I play with now, Ray, who you know, who
I'm talking about.
He happened to be at one of the shows that we were playing at, and this band, they would take like a 15-minute break in between their set. And instead of, you know, the restaurant playing their soundtrack or whatever, since I was just a backup singer, I would do like a 15 to 30 minute set to fill the space so that the band could eat and And I was doing my set at 314 Beer Garden in Norwalk. And after I got off the stage, Ray Simonelli came up to me and he said, "This is what you have to do. Like, you sound great with the band, but, you know, this is what you have to do." And I don't know, it just has always stuck with me that, like, not that it's not good to be in a band, not that it's not good to collaborate with people, but at that time, I needed to take a step back and realize that this is my journey, and this is me and my guitar, and, you know, this is what I need to follow, and that, honestly, I think about that every single day.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. I think that's so cool, like, how sometimes, like, the most simple kind of, like, you know, things that can be said to you will, like, really, you know, make their mark.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially in music. I feel like it's so over complicated sometimes by certain people, but it can just be, it's usually the older musicians that that literally will, like, just simplify everything for you and put it into perspective with, like, three words. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, and, like, I love the Horseshoe, and that's a part of the reason why I like to go there is because there's a lot of people who have been doing this for a long time. A lot of people have a lot of amazing stories to tell and a lot of great advice to give. And I think that's also very important. Like, I don't want to necessarily get trapped in a bubble of always listening to, I don't know, my... Not
like
that
our peers, like
that
are...
Not that you shouldn't listen to your peers, but, like, it's good to take a... advice from a variety of people.
Absolutely. Especially in music. Especially music, for sure. Yeah, that's why I love performing, you know, with, like, the old heads all the time. Because I'm like, wait, this is great. Like, and they're pros. They know what the hell they're doing.
Exactly.
Do you have any, like, favorite musical memories that you have, or yeah, like anything that you can think of where, I don't know, just something awesome that happened, that there's like, sometimes I'll be on stage and I'll just be reminded of like why I do it, you know, you're like, oh, this is awesome, like this is great, like
sorry, this is actually kind of hard for me to think about.
That's okay.
Okay, I was playing at Magic Five Pie Company.
Yay.
They asked me to come, I think maybe it was their 2-year anniversary. It was an anniversary party for them of having the restaurant open, so there was a lot of people there. And I decided to play Paper Planes by MIA. And in the part where she's like, all I want to do is... I have the crowd clap and actually participate. And
I love that.
That's a song that everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody loves to hear that song. But that performance in particular, like, everyone was so in with it. Like, everyone was clapping. Everyone was dancing and singing along with me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this isn't even about me. Yeah. You know, I'm, like, so ecstatic that I'm getting all of these people to have fun and mingle with each other and sing a song that they all know together. And you know, it's like this... like spiritual energy that I'm sprinkling throughout the room.
Yeah.
It's like I realized that this is like kind of a superpower. Like I can,
yeah.
I can use this to create, you know, a good environment, which is like,
yeah, that kind of just reminded me of like why we chose the band name that we chose.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should explain it.
Absolutely. Okay, so like, Callie, Blake, Cake. Duh.
Cake. But Cake was taken.
Cake is taken.
For sure, Cake is taken.
Terrible. They stole it from us, which I can't believe they would do something
they
like that. But, yeah, so I think we were going back and forth. We had just taken the photos.
Yes.
Of you.
Our promotional
closing me
photos.
Into a guitar case.
Yes. You, yeah. Iconic.
That was so funny. And we're thinking, well, we can't be Let Them Eat Cake, because that's, like, kind of corny. And it's like, okay, cake this, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then we were like, Cake for Strangers. And it was like, at first you were like, nah. And then we tried to do some other things.
We were on such a roll of, like, we were naming so many things
yeah.
that had cake, and I was like,
Some of them were really good.
No.
Some of them were, like, nah.
Yeah, veto.
But for some reason in my mind, I kept going back to that, like, Cake for Strangers.
Like,
why is that
like...
sitting in my head? And it's actually, okay, this is perfect. I was telling you last night that I always see that guy around. There's this guy, he just goes around, he owns this cupcake shop, I wish I could shout him out.
Oh.
But he goes around and he sells his cake to strangers. And, like, you know, like, he makes cupcakes or strawberry shortcake or cookies or sometimes he sells flowers or da-da-da. But every music event I go to, sometimes he's at the Horseshoe. He was at Beer Garden when we went the other day. He was out at the clubs by Troop. And
I saw him
across the street. And, like, all he does is he goes out and he gives cake to strangers. But that makes such a difference. It's like, in that moment, I really needed a cupcake.
Like, dead ass.
You may never know, like, in this moment, maybe you really needed to hear this song.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm really happy that I could pass out
Absolutely.
That cake to you. I'm really happy that I have this cupcake for you at the moment that you need it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's why.
I love it.
We are Cake for
Strangers. That's why we're Cake for Strangers, guys. That is the origin.
Yeah.
The origin of the name.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. I think it's, like, so us. Like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we picked out. I was like, I got behind it. I was
yeah,
this is good. This is good. This makes sense.
No, that was good for us, I think.
Have you... I have... this is also just, like, another kind of, like, older musician passing on knowledge story.
Uh-huh.
But I, like... Even yesterday at my gig with my dad's band that didn't get finished because of rain, I had Ron Rifkin, his pianist, turn to me. You've met Ron. And he turned to me and he was like, he quoted the same thing. But my uncle, who is a professional jazz drummer, always, anytime he gives me a lesson, he's always said to me, listen, you have to listen. You know, music is listening. That's what music is. You have to listen. Because I am a talker, as we know.
Me too, though.
I ever since I started really, I guess the word would be studying music, because I did music my whole life, but yeah. I didn't start honing in and studying it until I was probably 17 or 18. I didn't start really focusing on it and studying instruments and theory and things that are like a little more than just like doing music. Like right, it's like, right. you know, you're doing it, you know? Yeah. But yeah, until I started hearing that, I would say I didn't, as ironic as this is, I didn't listen about listening until, probably a year ago or a couple years ago. And you can tell that my technicality, my skills as a musician have drastically been improved.
Absolutely.
Just based on listening, because I didn't know how.
Yeah,
it's a skill. It's a skill you have to learn and adapt to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that's like a huge, even with soloing, with improv, with all that stuff, that's all listening.
Yeah. I am so guilty, honestly, of grazing over a song. Listening literally to it front to back, but like, what did I listen to?
Yes.
And like, this is something that I do in my own way when I'm learning my own songs, but like, I listen to songs on repeat over and over and over again, and like... That's how, because I have to, like...
It's like reading a book or watching a movie.
Yeah. I have to hear each part of the song, and I have to get it into my ear so that I can memorize it.
Absolutely.
And, like, with the set list that we're putting together, like, all of my time, when I'm driving in the car, all I'm doing is I'm listening over and over and over again. It's, like, teaching yourself, what am I listening for? Mm-hmm. And, like... It's not just, like, what am I listening for in these songs, but, like, what are some cues that pop up in all of these songs that, like, I don't know, you could relate to one another. What are some...
Yeah, for sure.
I'm losing the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Words right now, but you know.
No, I hear you.
Things that show up over and over again that... You know, if you didn't listen so deeply, maybe you wouldn't have even noticed.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. There's always like missing pieces that you don't even know until like, and sometimes that's also the beauty in like, you know, human, like connecting with other people about music is I'm super nerdy about music and so are you, but I be hearing the weirdest things, but like, and that's why I love other musicians and other artists and other just weird people that listen to music because pointing out weird stuff is like my favorite thing. Like it's like
I can hear the person typing on the keyboard pressing play and pause when they're recording, and like, or like stupid shit. Like I could hear them moving their fingers on the fretboard on the guitar.
Yeah,
it's like things like that that make a song that you don't even realize, and maybe when you're playing it back you're like, why does this sound empty?
Yeah,
like last night when you were like, can you do this harmony?
Yes,
because otherwise it doesn't sound like the song. And it's like, yes, I put it together, and it's like, absolutely, this completes the song.
Yes.
It's like, we needed that.
Yes, yeah. I absolutely agree. Yeah, sometimes artists do things in production that they just can't be unheard. Like, you do something, and it's like, whoa. That Gorilla song, Feel Good, that song wouldn't be anything without all the laughing and all the, and all the
Feel Good. Yeah, exactly.
All the, all the little ad-libs and stuff. And, you know, when they produced that song, I actually... researched a little bit because I love Gorillaz, I love Damon Albarn, and I was researching it, but they actually were with, I can't remember what the rap group was that collaborated with them on it, but they were just kind of fooling around in the studio, messing around, and they had just gotten like these bits, these recordings of them laughing and them like fooling around, whatever. And that ended up making it into the final cut because Damon Albarn just wanted to fill space because the recording felt so empty.
Right.
And he was like, I need more. And it was just because, I mean, you think about what that song would be without all those extra bits and pieces.
Because that's what I hear in my head.
Yes.
Is the laughing and all the like little things in the background that just make the loop.
Because otherwise it would just be, you know, it was just kind of be guitar and drums and talking. Like it's not as interesting without all these extra layers that add so much texture to the song in depth, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So cool.
Actually, I'm going to segue into my own little funny story, but I have this loop pedal. I was trying to get it to work the other day with you.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And it's older. It's analog, I'm pretty sure that's what you would say. And when I'm recording loops on it, there I get to so many layers that I crash the loop.
And like, of course you do.
I don't know. It's like, but if I, like, there's loops that I'm hearing in my head right now that I've made, and they wouldn't be the same without the little, like, things in the back that my mic accidentally picked up when I'm recording a loop, but now I can't delete it because it's an analog loop pedal. It's like, okay.
You can't just, like, you gotta work with it.
But it makes it, you know? It makes it the song. It makes it the feel, and, like, I don't know. When I'm creating music, I feel like a spiritual pull. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But, like, when I'm writing or when I feel the need to get something onto paper or record something, it's like a spiritual pull.
Yeah.
And without even realizing
Especially with all those layers, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When you... I love... My favorite thing is probably cutting vocals in harmonies. Mm-hmm. Like, because I just don't stop layering vocals. Mm-hmm. And
it's
you love harmonies, too.
Yeah.
That's why I love, like, singing together. But, like, it's like once you get all those layers in and you finally have where you... Like, what you were hearing in your head, it's like a game changer. You're like, oh, my God. Like, this is what it's supposed to sound like. Like, this is it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even, like, when you... It's so rewarding when you didn't even know that you were capable of doing something like that. It's like I'm just putting all of the things out that I hear in my head, and it's all coming together in a way that I couldn't imagine it before. And it's like, wow, this is so incredible that this is coming from me, you know? It's like, wow. And it feels so accomplished. Like, it just feels so rewarding to be able to get that out.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we see that in a similar.
Yeah, I think that's also another aspect of, like, why, I mean, not it's obviously not just like harmonizing and shit, but like I always feel that when we sing together.
Yeah.
I've felt that from the jump with you. Like, it's just like a connection, and you can't force that. And I guess that's why a lot of bands and a lot of duos or whatever just don't really work out a lot of the time, is cuz when there's the chemistry, the musical chemistry and like all that stuff isn't there, you can't really make
because it's a feel. It's like start and stop music at the same time without even necessarily thinking.
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's a feeling that it's an energy that you can feel from another performer or another musician or creative.
Yeah. Another reason I think I immediately like hit it off with you is because of like our backgrounds musically. Mm-hmm. Because when I was growing up, I feel like I always kind of stuck out like a sore thumb a little bit because I obviously don't have a normal family. but like professionally speaking, like I come from just like artists really. And what do you call it? I think it was really interesting when I met you that like you had such a similar upbringing with music, and you have a parent that is also very musical and is also very just like creative and like in you know, sound and music and all that stuff. And I think that really also gravitated me towards you, where I was like, oh wow, like I can work with somebody that like directly understands being raised by a musician and having that kind of upbringing.
Yeah, that innate feeling of music, that like intuition.
It's like in you. Yeah, it's like literally embedded in your system type thing.
Yeah. No, I think about this a lot because even though we're so different, we're so alike. And the, like, you went to, like, a whole performing high school.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I was going to school, I moved in with my father so I could go to Norwalk High.
Yeah.
So that I could participate in their marching band program.
Which
was, you know, high credited. We won nationals when I was in band with them, which was so incredible. No, it was a very interesting experience. It taught me a lot of discipline and a lot about music that I wouldn't have otherwise learned.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that, you know, you went to a performing art school.
Yeah, I mean, at my school, I feel like I just learned a ton about the industry, and I learned about, you know, just like what it's like to see what it like it's really like to you know, just function in the world of music and the world of theater and all those realms, and I kind of figured out my place in that and understood that a little more, because I don't know, I think most of my there are two big aspects to who I am as a musician and what kind of musician I am, and I think one is my father and being raised by just a singer, a full-time singer. And the other is my like audio experience and how I sonically process and understand things, cause and drumming, honestly, but that's also my dad. This all is rhythm, you know what I mean? It all connects. But yeah, like you really pull apart music more when you have that kind of like understanding of like, you know, sound and stuff, because sound and stuff, but you know, super professional terminology, but yeah, I think the way that certain people experience and listen to music, is very different. Like, which is another cool aspect of music. I think it's really interesting how there is such variety in how we process and understand music.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking about, you know, my dad playing guitar for me in my crib, and, like, you know, me learning about how the guitar sounds and, like, being able to pick up singing, not because I'm looking at sheet music or I'm taking choir lessons, but because... my dad is a musician, and he's been playing music with me my entire life, probably since I was in the womb. It's like, you've been listening to the way that is for so long that it just, it's like a I describe it like that a lot. It's like a language. It's like learning a language.
Yes.
It's like, if you spoke Spanish from the point that you were a baby, then you're going to understand Spanish. No problem. You're going to be fluent.
For sure.
Like, I feel like that with music. If, you know, you speak music from the point that you're young, you're going to understand it in a way that, like, people who are only trying to pick it up as an adult might not.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think I can... I have had my, like, fair share of criticism just because of who I am as a musician and how I... kind of see like the musical world a little differently from somebody that might be a classically trained singer or musician. Right. And I know you directly understand that as well. Cuz sometimes I do have this belief, and this is controversial to some musicians, but I do have the belief that certain people just like have it and certain people just have like kind of like are it's like gifted with
being street smart versus being book smart.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know Spanish? I'm sorry to keep bringing it back to Spanish, but do you know Spanish out of a textbook, or do you know?
Español.
Yeah, do you know Spanish out of a textbook? Or can you like have a conversation with somebody on the street?
Like, that's so good. That's such a good analogy.
Yeah.
That is
seriously.
Such a good analogy. Yeah, it's like, absolutely. Yeah. Because language taught, especially in schools, it's even on Duolingo, it's like so different from
what it actually is. Yeah.
You know, I have friends, and I thought this was really interesting. I have friends who study music at college who are classically trained musicians that have not great relative pitch or ears at all. They can't really hear music, but they can read music, so that's all they need. They just need one or the other to really grasp it. And like, that's really wild to me. It's like the other end of the spectrum of musician. Like, it's like, okay, they are a awesome classically trained guitarist, but they need to just look at the notes. You can't you can't be like, okay, play da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, you have
and
to like
they're like,
uh-huh. They're like, wait, either show me or like I need that you to notate it. Like, it's it's
for
crazy.
Me, it's almost the opposite. I can't even look at sheet music. I don't understand it.
I know.
I can't.
I just read tabs.
I can kind of.
In a drum book. You could probably read a drum book.
Yeah. Most, yes. Yeah. But like tabs. I didn't learn how to read tabs until I was almost 20. And I'm 21. I'm more interested in things that are abstract and like, you know, come from the mind and like flow out of the mind rather than something that's like a photograph. I don't want it to be an exact copy of whatever the artist put out before.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be my own version of the song or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. I think that's the beauty in like a cover or a rendition of a song.
I'm a
song.
Cover artist. Yeah. Unfortunately, like I don't have a lot of music written. I'd love to write more music, but
this is
a
big,
cover
big
artist.
Difference between you and I. Because I think I can be that way, but I'm also, I write so much of
I
my own stuff.
I love the way that you write, though. Like
I would love to write more together.
I would love that, absolutely.
Because I feel like we have the two sides of the brain for that, like honestly. Like, but yeah, it is, it's very interesting because I love the way that you are able to make covers your own, like, and I think it's a huge compliment, because, and you and I both get this pretty often when, you know, like we have an older crowd or something and they might not be familiar with the song and they're like, oh, is that your song?
Yeah.
Did you write it? Like,
oh,
that's
my
a
God.
huge compliment. Yeah. Huge compliment.
I've gotten that with a lot of songs where it's like, I mean, maybe it's a song that just came out though, but
I'm
obsessed with that I'm singing. But, like, I've gotten that with a lot of songs where I take it and I completely change it. And I'm like, mm-hmm. You've definitely heard this song before.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, maybe I just did it differently.
Yeah.
Like, didn't they come up to us and ask us if we did, it was, like, either Yellow or Sweater Weather. And
it was one, like, of those, yeah.
I was,
it
like,
was,
both
yeah.
of those songs are songs, like, I know that you've most likely heard.
Yeah,
just,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Being
I think it was, I feel like it
whatever.
Was Yellow.
Yeah, which I think is more popular.
Which is so
than
funny. Yeah, I think it is more popular than Sweater Weather. I think you're right. So I mean, I feel like I definitely know like your like musical upbringing to an extent, but like what would you say like it kind of like looked like in your house when you were growing up and stuff with how it played a role in your I don't know.
My dad, I used to ask my dad, like, please, father, can we please get a Wii? And he would say to me. And he would say to me, if we got a Wii, I would deconstruct it and turn it into a guitar. And you would have to play guitar. So please just play the guitar that's in front of you. And like,
just get Guitar Hero, bro.
I mean, like, not even, no, I had it at my mom's, but not at my dad's. And that's just,
that's
like,
really funny that he said that.
Yeah, like, it just stood out in my mind. So I was just like, I just want to play GTA. Like,
yeah.
Please can I have a PlayStation? No, like, anything. Like, I would ask him for anything.
Yeah,
and he'd be like,
yeah, my parents were very anti-video game as well.
Yeah, and yep. I'm so ever so grateful for that. Like,
I feel the same way. I feel the same way.
Like,
I think
I'm still sucked into social media.
For sure.
I watched a shit of Minecraft videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I
was also a Minecraft kid.
When it comes to doing things with my hands, it was always music.
Yeah,
you know,
for
instead
sure.
Instead of being on a controller or typing on my computer, I was always fiddling with a guitar, which...
I mean, it enhances your coordination skills for sure as well.
Yeah, but, you know, I was never reading music, so I think what it enhanced really was my ears.
Your ears, yes, and absolutely.
Like, and, like, the muscle memory of not what the notes are on the guitar, but how they sound, and like, you know, where am I going from here? And I, like, you know, it's just like a skill that, you know, I will never be able to replace. Like,
for sure.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think, like, music, like, how has it affected your family and, like, your relationships and,
I think that, my dad, for a while I was almost afraid to play in front of him, which was interesting, but now it's like, I can see that he's happy and that he's proud of me for doing what I do. And, you know, and my grandfather also was a musician, and he always, like, really encouraged me, my mother's father.
Yeah.
Poopa, shout out.
Shout out.
But, like, in a way, I feel like I'm living out a dream for the both of them that maybe they weren't as fortunate to be able to follow to the extent that they wanted to. Like, I'm not saying I'm gonna be fucking world touring and like, some, like, super famous person, but, like, to be able to say, well, I'm not gonna go to college. I am, you know, I'm gonna, like, fully dive into myself and become independent and, like, focus on music and, like, I don't know. It's, like, something that, you know, I think they would have loved to be able to do. And not to say, my dad went out and he performed for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
For sure.
I feel the necessity to follow music like it's the last thing I'll ever do. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like the thing I have to die doing.
It's your calling.
Yeah. Yes. So, like, you know, and...
You, like, can't escape it. Like, it's, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I can't.
But it's also really scary.
I was just... I'm talking about this so much recently because I'm coming to this... I'm at this point in my life where I'm coming to a realization that this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
I'm making decisions that are necessities for me and, like... You know, I'm not going to dive too much in my personal life, but, like, making, like, really huge jumps and taking a leap of faith and going completely by myself. And, yes. like, you know, this is the path that I need to follow. And I've mm-hmm. tried so many times to deviate out of fear, yeah. out of, like, pure, like, mm-hmm. I want to be normal. I wish I was a normal person and I was cool with, like, going to college and having, like, a different kind of job. But I'm just not. And, like, I need to follow this if it's the last thing I do.
Yep.
And, like, I don't know. I think also when I do, coming back to my family, I feel more connected to my family than I ever have. Like, if I'm doing what I love and I'm happy and they see that I'm happy and they're receptive and I'm making them, it's like a whole yeah. cycle, you know?
Yeah,
like,
for sure. I totally understand it. Yeah. I feel like when I'm on stage with my dad, there is, like, no better feeling than, yeah. like, singing with him and being with him. And I know that he feels the same way. Yeah. He feels so happy when we sing together.
Absolutely.
And there's, like, kind of, like, a different... It's, like, another level of your connection with a parent or with mm-hmm. a friend or whatever. Just, like, when you're able to collaborate in that way and share a stage and blend, like, your voices like that. Yeah. It's, like, different. Like,
that's
it's so
how
cool.
I feel when my dad just picks up a guitar and starts to solo over yeah. the chords that I'm playing. It's mm-hmm. like... Oh, and it feels
it's like perfect
very,
harmony.
Yeah, yeah. It feels, like, very nostalgic to me because my dad does not play music as much as he used to. And mm-hmm. he used to play music more than me, and now I'm playing music more than him.
Yes. So, the circle of...
Yeah, yeah. No, but it feels like, you know, mm-hmm. drawing back from that energy of when yeah. I was young and when he was younger. Yeah. And, like, you know...
It's awesome.
Because, let's be real, like, everybody's relationship with their parents
is complex.
Completely yep. in this era mm-hmm. of their life when they're, like, going from being a teenager and they're leaving the house.
Yeah, coming of age.
Going to college or getting an apartment or whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's, like, to be able to keep that connection with my father strong is, like, life-saving.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm ecstatic, honestly. Yeah. I've been so happy recently and being able to follow my passion and my dreams and, like...
Thank God.
It makes the people around me happy, which...
Yes. It's a give and take. It's a great, like, little feedback loop of energy. It's awesome.
The pod is filling itself, in a way. You know, it's, yeah. like, it's really good. I'm so happy. And absolutely. I'm so happy to have met you and to be able
Yay!
To do all these things with
yes,
you.
Yes, like, me too.
You bring so much joy into my life, genuinely. And, like, I know that my face... I have resting face. I always am dissociating. Or,
it's you. You know. We're like the black cat and the golden retriever.
Like, dead ass. Sorry, I keep swearing. Like, I don't know how you guys feel about that. But, like, it's like I am really...
Warm.
I'm, like, really, like, into myself and
Yay,
like
that's great.
I don't know. And you're very, like, outgoing and it's a very, like,
it's fun.
Yin and yang.
Yes, I love it. It's such a great dynamic. I do I love it. We are, I think, coming a little bit to the the end. So I just wanted to kind of do like a
closer.
I guess kind of, but like a what's next for you, and if you have any final thoughts that you wanted to share with the chat. Hi chat.
Hi chat. For me, honestly, I'm really anxious for you going back to college. You know, I don't know a lot of people around me
mm-hmm.
that understand how I feel and what I go through and are able to express music like this for me. Mm-hmm. So what's coming next for me is, I think, me finding community where I am and diving into music as much as I can and maybe making connections or reconnecting with people that I knew in the past that, you know, maybe evoke the same thing for me that you do. Because I love you so much, but, like, we're never going to escape the dating allegations. I love you so much, but you can't be next to me all the time. And it's not healthy if, you know, it's only me and you. I need to have my own community.
Oh, absolutely.
You have
your own community.
Yeah. So that's what's next for me is, like,
you
know, being able to, you know, find other people to play with and make music of my
own.
I
won't gatekeep Callie, guys.
No. I'm not going to gatekeep Blake, guys. All right? You guys can do whatever you want. But, you know, seriously, I'm excited to dive into that part of myself
super
and make
exciting.
New friends. And
yay, new friends!
New connections. And I just want to be able to express myself in a way that I feel comfortable and feel love.
I honestly think our little duo is a great first step with that, too.
Yeah,
because I think it's a good... I mean, I put it in our bio. Like, I think it's important that we are openly, like, queer. Like, we are queer music. Everybody
Absolutely.
Is welcome. Like,
because
that's the thing about, I feel like it's like a sacred thing, the people that we share music with and whoever wants to join and like hear us and whatever, it's like it's important to, you know, make sure that people know that we're awesome and that we're we're here for everybody, you know.
I feel so comfortable in the queer community, and I always like I feel misunderstood and, you know, I'm maybe performative or putting on a facade when I'm around people that, you know, don't understand who I am and how I love.
Yeah, it's like a mask.
And to be able to, like, express myself and feel engulfed in the community. Because shout out to Mel again. Mel is literally my best friend. If I did not have a connection with Mel, like, my life would be completely different. I think that there are more opportunities for me to connect like with people like that in the queer community.
For sure.
And I just need to open myself up and hop out of the glass closet.
Yeah. The glass closet is real.
And, I need to be myself and love who I love. And
Yes. So important. I think that's a good, and honestly, a good note to wrap it up on. Thank you so much for coming, and this was awesome, and I loved this conversation, and I love you. And
I knew you, but I definitely know you more.
We're like, thank you, chat. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. And this has been Between the Lines. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.